Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in, service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
And now, the Connecticut Business Blend with the Hartford Business Journal on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Greg Bordenero joining us here on Brian & Company. Greg, I hope you had a good holiday. All good?
Yeah, all good. How are you, Brian?
Yeah, good. I mean, it's a little slow news day and a little bit of a tough reentry, but that's all right. We'll get through it. Listen, I've talked a lot on the show, you know, about this whole fiscal guardrails question, and you know, a budget has never been this interesting to me. I mean, I never go in the weeds with this kind of stuff, but what's going to happen in the next legislative session, it's going to be a big deal. And you wrote about it. I want to start with this because, you know, I don't want to paraphrase your take on it, but generally speaking, so we have this budget coming up and the Democrats want to spend more money and they want to tweak the system a little bit to get more money to spend, whether the spending caps will limit that, but they want to be able to get more money to spend because there's a big surpluses. I mean, the rainy day fund is full and they want to fund more programs. And then the other side wants to keep things going because the surpluses are paying down pension debt and all this other stuff. And so what's your take?
Yeah, so you know, my take is that we need to keep these fiscal guardrails in effect, and you know, don't even mess with them at all in terms of, you know, even lowering any thresholds. You know, obviously these thresholds were put in place, these guardrails were put in place in 2017, basically following a decade of no economic growth in the state, budget deficit after budget deficit, two major tax increases, you know, across the board spending cuts in many different agencies and programs, and I just don't think we could return to those days. And don't forget, we've had major corporations announce that they're going to leave Connecticut, relocate their headquarters, and a lot of them cited Connecticut's budget instability as part of it. Since those guardrails were put in place, Connecticut's had surplus after surplus. We paid down debt, and the budget's been in good shape. Now, Democrats, like you said, Brian, want to spend some of that surplus money down, but you know, we're also overdue for a recession sometime soon, and you know, when those recessions hit, that's when the budget revenues, tax dollars go down, and then all of a sudden we're back into the deficit range. Now we're projecting a surplus for the next two fiscal years, but we're also projecting to lose a lot of pandemic aid that's running out basically by the end of this year. So there's going to be budget gaps like colleges, like healthcare organizations, that, you know, their budgets were filled partially by pandemic aid that was funneled through the state government. So, you know, they're going to be looking to be made whole by state government, which is going to require some increased spending. So even though there are surpluses, there's these hidden costs that legislators are going to need to make up for.
Well, how do they do that? How do they, if they don't tweak the guardrails and they get these increased costs, how are they going to pay for them?
Yeah, I mean, my other point was, besides keeping guardrails, is you just have to make your priorities. Connecticut has about a $23 billion annual budget. You can't keep funding everything at the same levels. So you have to make your priorities. What's the biggest investment? And my thing was, make sure there's a minimum safety net for people who need it. And then you have to be strategic in terms of where you're putting your other investments in terms of economic growth for the state, building up the workforce and things like that. It's about priorities, in my opinion.
We're talking with Greg Bordonaro from the Hartford Business Journal here on the Connecticut Business Blend. There's a lot of job owning about tariffs, and we don't know exactly if any of them will come into play in the new administration, because, maybe they're just using it as leverage for negotiations. But one Connecticut-based company, Stanley Black & Decker, does a lot of manufacturing overseas, and it could be if these tariffs go through, especially related to China, then it's Stanley Black & Decker is in a little bit of trouble.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, so they just recently released a report to their investors, basically saying that a 60% tariff on Chinese goods would basically cost them about $200 million a year without any mitigation efforts. They depend heavily on China with their supply chain. Now they try to mitigate that exposure to China post-pandemic, as many companies have. But it would cause them serious harm in terms of the products that they make, and they've already had experience with the Trump tariffs. 2018, 2017, obviously Trump had the tariffs on Chinese imports. I think it was like 20-25%. He also put tariffs on aluminum, steel, washing machines, things like that, and that actually estimated to cost them $300 million a year, and they put in some mitigation efforts to offset that, so it cost them a little bit less than $100 million a year. So it's a company that is, has manufacturing all over the country, all over the world, global operations. So they're trying to figure out strategic ways to overcome tariffs. Now, in 2017, 2018, they increased prices. They said they're probably going to have to do that again if these new tariffs go into effect. They also might need to bring some production they were talking about bringing some production to Mexico, but now, Trump is talking about tariffs on Mexico as well. I do agree with you, Brian, that a lot of this is probably going to be negotiating tactics. You do this and I'll stay away from these tariffs or lower the rate of tariffs. So there's a lot to be seen. And just yesterday, I think he threatened the BRIC countries with 100% tariffs. If they created their own currency. So there's a lot of ideas being floated out there by President-elect Trump. What he settles on, I think, will depend on what he's trying to negotiate from these individual countries.
And, China will be different than Canada. Trudeau called Trump the next day. It was pretty quick. And whereas Mexico was a little more resistant and actually had some counter threats. So you just don't know where it's going to go. And we'll find out soon enough. Greg Bordonaro with the Hartford Business Journal joining us here on Brian & Company for the Connecticut Business Blend. I've been to the Fanatic Sportsbook down at the XL. I think the location's rough, and it's a tough thing to find, right? It's not like it's front and center. And I know it was struggling, and the numbers have gotten better. Can you give us a sense of how things are going for the sportsbook down by the XL Center?
Yeah, the sportsbook opened in September 2023. It's kind of tucked into a corner of the XL Center along Anosilla Street, actually right across from our offices. There's not a ton of marketing for it, to be honest. So it's had a tough go. So in the first year, it lost $500,000. For the first fiscal year. Part of the reason was because they had a change in vendors. It was originally operated by Rush Street Interactive. They abruptly pulled out of the market last fall, and then Fanatics took over, which is now the operator now. So they missed a big portion of the football season last year. Betting revenues are up this year. So far, it's created about $25,000 in tax revenue for the state. That's halfway through the second quarter of this fiscal year, and that's about almost 50% of what they accrued for all of last year. So betting revenues are up, but the losses are still piling up. They're right now they're projecting about $192,000 deficit. It could could go to 600,000 by the end of the year. Part of the issue is, again, is that the food service and the restaurant, they've tried to change the menu, but the food service is operated by the Excel Center vendor. So you still got sort of a venue, not a real restaurant in there. I think if they want to turn that around, they've got to create a more of a, you know, a legitimate restaurant operator to come in there. And, you know, my larger question is how many years of losses will be, you know, will they absorb until they say, wait, is this thing really working? There are certain assets like the convention center and Excel Center that have traditionally lost money. But the idea is, you know, they bring a lot of people to Hartford. They have other economic impacts to the city. They help bring people to other restaurants and other small businesses in the city. So there's a justification for those losses.
Right.
I'm not sure if there'll be as good of a justification for the sports book, just because, you know, it's not bringing a whole lot of people downtown who are coming just for the sports book. The thing is filled up during UConn games. Yep, that's nice, but it's not drawing people downtown throughout the week and when there aren't events downtown. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out.
In that spot, this is me. This is a reflection of you and HBJ. I just don't, because of where it is and the foot traffic, there's just, I don't think it has much chance of success long term. I mean, I just don't see how it can happen.
I'd agree, unless you bring the Max Group opens up a restaurant in there and really puts in some maybe golf simulators or something, makes it kind of a cool interactive spot. I think it's going to struggle.
Yeah. All right, Greg, great stuff. Thanks so much as always.
All right, thanks, Brian.
All right, Greg Bordonaro from the Hartford Business Journal. Every Monday at 8:50 for the Connecticut Business Blend.